You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi there, this is Julian from doingenglish.com and welcome to episode 23 of the Doing English podcast. Yes, we're already on episode 23. Wow, how time flies. It's getting warm here in Tokyo. We're into the spring. The cherry blossoms are blooming. By the time this is published, they've probably already fallen from the trees. But yes, it's getting warmer and warmer, just how I like it. How is the weather where you are now? I hope it's good and treating you well. What are we talking about in this week's episode of the Doing English podcast? This week, I'm going to tell you a story about Coca-Cola. Well, that is the history of Coca-Cola. And there are two very valuable lessons that you can take from this, which will help you to improve your English, but may also be very valuable to you in other aspects of your life. But before we get into that, as always, let's take a look at this week's five-star review. This week's five-star review comes from Alvaro in Argentina. And Alvaro says, "This is a highly recommended podcast for learning new and effective ways of improving your English. The methods this man uses are really interesting. I think the suggestions about measuring hard work and consistency and the idea that talent doesn't exist in the way most people think show us that this man knows what he does. Thank you very much for sharing your knowledge and experiences with us through this instrument, and especially the always to be expected daily newsletter. Keep that honesty and passion in what you do. Cheers from San Nicolas, Argentina, Alvaro." Thank you so much, Alvaro. I very, very, very much appreciate your kind words, and I am very glad that the podcast and the newsletters are useful to you. Should you ever find yourself in Tokyo, my good man, let me know because I owe you a beer. Alvaro mentioned the Doing English Daily newsletter, and I'm very glad that he is reading that as well as listening to this podcast. And if you are not reading the Doing English Daily newsletter, why not? You can and should subscribe by heading over to doingenglishnewsletter.com. Putting in your name and email address in the boxes provided and signing up for free. Every day you'll get an email in your inbox from me packed with all kinds of ideas, tips, and little tidbits for mastering the English language, but also maybe other aspects of your life too, if you're lucky. Right, with that, let's get into today's main topic. The story of Coca-Cola and the big valuable lessons that you can learn from that for your life. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was actually invented by a guy called John Pemberton in 1886. Unfortunately, 2 years, yes, just 2 years after inventing Coca-Cola, John Pemberton passed away. But the rights to the product were then bought by someone else called Asa Candler. And Mr. Candler worked hard marketing and trying to sell the product that is Coca-Cola. And it became a popular drink. That's right. Even right back in the late 1800s, Coca-Cola was very popular. But it wasn't as popular as it should have been. You see, although it was a good drink and people were buying it, something was missing. There was something that Asa Candler wasn't doing that would take Coca-Cola from a simple drink to a worldwide brand. You see, at that time, Coca-Cola was sold as a syrup, and it was just sold to shops, not to individual people. Shops bought the syrup and then they mixed it themselves with soda water, and then they sold it to the customer as cupped drinks. But then one day, a man walked in to the Coca-Cola office. He walked up to Asak Handler and he made a rather bold statement. He said, "I can teach you how to double your company's profits overnight." Like I said, a bold statement. It's basically telling them in one day, you can double the amount of money that Coca-Cola are making from their drink. But was he going to give this information away for free? No, of course not. He told Asak Handler that it was going to cost him $5,000. A lot of money now, but at that time, an absolute fortune. What would you do in this situation? Would you hand over the cash? Or would you laugh in the guy's face and tell him to leave? Most people would probably say no, no thank you, and tell him to leave, keep their money. But Mr. Candler, maybe he was a smart businessman. Maybe he was desperate. I don't know. But he handed over the cash. He said, "Okay, here's $5,000. Tell me, how can I double my company's profits overnight?" And in return for his $5,000, he got a single piece of paper. A very small piece of paper, in fact. And on that piece of paper were written just two words. That's it. That was the secret that Coca-Cola could use to double their profits overnight. And I'll tell you now that it worked. In fact, it didn't just double Coca-Cola's profits. It totally transformed the company. Those two words that were written on the piece of paper, they're responsible for Coca-Cola becoming the massive corporation that it is now. What do you think was written on that piece of paper? See if you can guess. What were those two little words? I'll tell you. The piece of paper simply said, "Bottle it." That was it. That is the thing that was missing from Coca-Cola's marketing. They were selling Coca-Cola as syrup, as I said, to shops who then mixed it and sold it to the customer in cups. But there was no way for the customer to buy it directly. There was no way for the customer to buy it and take it home. By putting Coca-Cola in bottles, Coca-Cola were able to sell their product to the masses. They were able to sell massive quantities that they had never been able to do before. They were able to sell directly to people who were able to buy it whenever they wanted to buy it, take it home and drink it whenever they wanted to drink it. And that, apparently, is how Coca-Cola started to be sold in bottles. Now, at this point, I do have to say that I don't know for a fact that this story is true. I think this story is true. I actually read this story in a book about random, interesting facts and trivia. To be honest, I now forget the name of the book. This is something I read quite a long time ago. However, I do believe the book was quite well researched. Therefore, I do believe this story to be true. It does sound a little bit like an urban legend, yes. But it doesn't really matter. Whether this story is true or not is beside the point. Although, like I said, I do believe it to be true. The important point is this. Simplicity. That's what doubled, not just doubled, completely transformed Coca-Cola. They didn't do something complicated. They didn't look for some special, never heard of before techniques for selling their product. They took a very, very simple idea, very simple piece of advice, and used that to great effect. People tend to overcomplicate things, especially when it comes to learning a language such as English. people tend to think that to improve their English beyond the intermediate stage, to reach that level that we call mastery, there must be some kind of special, hidden knowledge, some secret to success. But it's just not true. The reality is, to master a language is quite simple. Not easy, to be sure, but it is simple. It's a simple case of learning the language that you need and then practicing to make that automatic, fluent. It's a simple case of doing the things that work, doing the hard work sometimes, often doing the uncomfortable work. But it's a simple case of just getting down to it, just getting on with it, doing what you know you've got to do and getting on with it. It is as simple as that. It's as simple as Coca-Cola taking their product, putting it into bottles and then selling it. Could you imagine if the president of Coca-Cola at the time, Asa Candler, had said, "What? Put it into bottles? That's too much trouble. I can't be bothered to do that. We have to produce bottles. We have to build a new factory that can actually do this." Because although the idea was simple, I'm sure the process of actually taking their product and then bottling it was not something which could just be done really, really quickly. Preparation had to be done first. If he'd gotten lazy, we probably wouldn't have the company called Coca-Cola now. There is, of course, one more lesson to learn from this story. A very, very important lesson. And that is the value of information. You might think that $5,000 is a lot of money to pay for a slip of paper with only two words on it. But in truth, that was probably the best investment Coca-Cola could have made at that time. Sure, it would have been easy to spend huge sums of money on building a bigger factory, more shops. But the reality is, the thing that made them a huge amount of money was that tip, that simple idea, those two words on a piece of paper. So $5,000 for that was an absolutely amazing, fantastic investment to them. Because without it, Coca-Cola may never have considered bottling their drink. Of course, this also goes for learning English. I have a course called Two-Step Speaking, and Two-Step Speaking will take you by the hand and it'll walk you through the English learning process. It'll show you how to take your current intermediate or perhaps advanced English, and it'll show you how to push past that level and master the language. The ideas that I teach, the exercises that I teach, are simple. If you're just looking for never before heard of information, this course is probably not for you. But if you want somebody who can give you clarity and show you step by simple step what to do to improve your English, you can and should head over to twostepspeaking.com and sign up to the course. It is one of the Doing English premium courses. It's not free and it's not cheap. But if you understand the value that this investment can bring to your life, if you understand what English can do to improve the quality of your life, I would say it is an investment well made, and it is a very small cost to spend, because you might spend the next how many years working these things out for yourself? Well, I've done the work for you in as little as 10 days. If you do one module a day, that's 10 days. You'll have a system for mastering the English language which works. The address for that again is twostepspeaking.com. However, of course, if you are new to the Doing English podcast and you're new to me and you don't really know much about me and what I do, my recommendation first is to head over to the Doing English daily newsletter and sign up for that first. That is free and that is my chance to prove to you that I know what I'm talking about. Although I think, judging by Alvaro's fantastic review, I'm doing a pretty good job of that in the podcast as well. Anyway, that then is it from me today with episode number 23. What, my friend, have we got coming up next week? Next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about accent. In particular, I'm going to talk a little bit about the English, that is, the UK accent. And I'm going to answer the question, what is an English accent? Next week's episode is actually based on a question that I received on one of the videos on the Doing English YouTube channel. And not actually a question from someone learning English, but a question from a native speaker who is also confused about the state of accents in the UK. And if native speakers don't get it, I'm sure non-native speakers have a lot of trouble with it too. So I'm going to answer that question next week. What is an English accent? Look forward to that. Have a fantastic 7 days, and I will see you then in episode 24. Goodbye and take care.